This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. The plan in Beijing is to influence PETL and then wrap its arms around the Oceania. But that also includes the Indo-Pacific. And we go to Sri Lanka, where the government has collapsed, where the rice crop is coming in poor for the second year, having to do with the misconduct of the now fled prime minister and president, the Rajapaksa families. But there's new trouble. There's a Chinese surveillance craft, large boat, now tied up at the Chinese money-built port that is of no use to the people of Sri Lanka. Despite the protests of the Indian government, despite what I take it was the protest of the Sri Lanka government, what is that boat there for, Cleo, and what does it tell us about China's ambitions in Sri Lanka?
That boat is the Wanwang 5. It's part of a class of surveillance ships, which the Chinese call research vessels, which have capacity for related to satellite and missiles and all sorts of signals intelligence. It's a big bad boat that you don't want anywhere near any of your critical or sensitive infrastructure. And Sri Lanka is very close to India. And with the capabilities on that boat, which we don't truly know what they are, but we have a bit of an idea of, I don't know what they are, you can get a pretty good sense of what's going on in the southern part of India, which is why the Indians lodged a complaint. And the ship was supposed to get there over a week ago. Sri Lanka delayed it for a while, but as you say, it's now in port. And it's a bit of a touchstone because Sri Lanka, as you said, you know, went into hawk to China. The political elite were very close to China. They've had this crisis, and India has been trying to throw the people who are not so happy with China a lifeline through lines of credit, giving fertilizer, all sorts of stuff. And this was one of their asks was, don't be a spy base that can be used against India. And so the ship was delayed. Now it's let into port. These are very deep waters, so to speak. I don't know whether it was let in with the agreement of the Indians because maybe they have countermeasures in place. They got enough time for countermeasures. I don't know. I don't know what it actually means. It'll take a few weeks or a few months to disaggregate whether this means that China still has leverage over Sri Lanka or whether India is okay with this for another reason. But I would point out that this boat, this exact same so-called research vessel, before it came to Sri Lanka, illegally entered the waters of Palau, which is a U.S. freely associated state. And the National Security Coordinator Office of Palau put out a report saying, this ship came into our waters, we don't want it in our waters. And frankly, they don't know what to do about it because the U.S. is responsible for the defense and security of Palau. And if the Indians don't want this ship near them, you would think that the U.S. wouldn't want this ship in critical waters as well. But they didn't help the Palauans keep it out of their waters. So this is something that really needs to be watched very carefully, especially in the context of what's going on in Taiwan. And the bolstering of the defenses of the freely associated states, Palau, Federated States of Micronesia, and Marshall Islands, in the context of what's going on with Taiwan, is incredibly important. We need to get the compact signed, and we need to get the sort of ships and defenses that the freely associated states need in their waters to protect their waters, not just from illegal fisheries and things like that, but also from these Chinese incursions.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, traveling in Asia. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.